This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
What is a woman?
Well, can you tell me what a woman is?
No, I can't.
You know, it's a combination of your physical attributes and then what you're showing to the world and the gender clues that you give.
So it looks like we've got a bunch of people on TikTok giving their own attempts at defining the word woman. I've yet to hear a good definition from anybody on the left. I'm always ears wide open for anyone who wants to give it a try. So let's just start at the top with clip one.
Can we talk about the definition of woman for a second, please? Because I'm really tired of people saying that, oh, libs can't even define the word woman. Well, first of all, I'm not a liberal, I'm a leftist. So let me tell you what the definition of woman is. There isn't one.
Not this again.
Yes, Francine, this again.
Gender is a social construct. And as such, the definition of woman, which is a gender, will change depending on where and who you are. The definition for gender overall will be different across countries. Biologically speaking, it doesn't even make sense to try and define woman through biology because not all females are the same. Example number one, some can't have kids. Everyone who says that motherhood is what makes you a woman is literally just invalidating every woman who either can't have kids or doesn't want to have kids. The same applies to sexual organs and genitalia.
Okay.
My God has forsaken me.
So let's start with, there isn't a definition for a woman. Well, to begin with then, stop using the word. You cannot use a word if it doesn't have a definition. If by your own telling it has no definition, then what are you doing using it? So just as a comparison, if I were to tell you this. Hey, I was walking down the street the other day and I saw a zipper do when I was walking down the street. Can you believe it? It was this really big zipper do. And then you said, what's that? What is a zipper do? What is that? And I said, oh, it doesn't have it. It's not anything. It doesn't have a definition. You see the problem here? How can I possibly be talking about a thing that has no meaning and no definition? This becomes incoherent babble.
Please, no gibberish tonight, please. I beg you.
Sorry, Daddy.
So, if that is what you actually believe, then you are not allowed to use the word anymore. You can't talk about women's rights. You can't talk about women's equality. You can't talk about the alleged gender pay gap. You can't call yourself a woman. What is the definition of a nonsense word? Well, that would be a word that has no meaning. And then from there, we get the standard, which we've addressed, you know, at length, but the old...
There are some women who can't get pregnant. You see?
Checkmate.
Checkmate.
A woman is a female. A female, that is the sex that is supposed to be able to bear offspring. There can be disease. There could be genetic abnormalities. There could be mutations. There can be injury. There can be sickness. There can be old age, which would all preclude those things. But that is still a capability that this category of person is supposed to be able to have. Let's continue.
This question isn't the gotcha that they think it is. It's like asking, oh, can you define Europe? And then having a knee-jerk reaction being like, hi, you can't define Europe. Don't you know Germany's in Europe? Of course Germany is in Europe, but what about Greenland? What about Russia? What about Turkey? What's difficult is about defining the boundaries, not the ones that are right in the middle. And turns out, TERFs can't properly define the boundaries either.
So this is actually not an attempt to answer the question. Most of the attempts to answer the question are attempts, obviously, to evade the question, which is exactly what this is. And by drawing a totally incoherent comparison, not everything is the same. Not everything is comparable.
Tomato, tomato, what's the difference?
Woman is a biological category. A continent is not. Even a country is not. We could reduce it down and just talk about a country. These are not biological categories. And so they aren't comparable. You actually can define Europe. I mean, it does have definable boundaries. But even if you can't, or even if you ask, well, it's, you know, changes over time and all this stuff. Okay, that actually is a human construct. You see, that's the difference.
Well, that's your opinion, and it's her opinion, but it's not my opinion.
It's something that people come up with, and then we draw the boundaries, and we define it. Woman is not a human construct. We did not invent the reality of females. We came up with names for these things, but we didn't come up with the concept. That's the difference. I don't know how else to explain it. Hopefully that was clear enough. Nothing is clear to these people. In the not-too-distant past, private citizens used to be largely that, if you can imagine. Private. What's changed? Well, the internet changed. Think about everything you've ever searched for, watched, or tweeted on the internet. Now imagine all of that data being crawled through, collected, and aggregated by third parties into permanent public records. To keep my data private when I go online, I use ExpressVPN. There are hundreds of data brokers out there whose sole business involves buying and selling your data. They don't even have to tell you who they're selling it to or get your consent either. One of these data points is your IP address. Data harvesters use your IP to uniquely identify you and your physical location, but you can mask your IP address with ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN reroutes my connection through an encrypted server that makes it more difficult for third parties to find me. If it sounds complicated, it's not, because all you have to do is just tap one button on the app and then you're protected. So if, like me, you believe that your data is your business, secure yourself with the number one rated VPN on the market. Use my link, expressvpn.com/WalshYT, to get 3 extra months free. That's expressvpn.com/WalshYT.
What you'll frequently see from transphobic people on platforms such as Twitter, or even in meetings with politicians, is that they start yelling, "Define women." And this has become a kind of mantra for the transphobic movement, the concept that for some reason trans-inclusive people can't define women. But it's rooted in a fundamental misunderstanding of how language works, and how we define people. And you see this pretty clearly when you see people like Graham Lynham fail to define a chair in a way that he ends up including a horse in the description of the chair. Or today, when someone responded to a transphobe to my name, they defined women, and they responded with someone who bears or has the capability to bear eggs. And someone simply responded to them with a photo of a man holding a tray of eggs.
Turn this off. Really, that's what we're doing now? Well, you can't say that women have the capability to bear eggs, because what about men who can hold chicken eggs? Really? You think that is a gotcha? You think, really? The word literally means to produce. And so the member of the human species who can produce eggs, that would be the female.
Well, you know, a man can buy eggs at the grocery store, so that means...
And then we get this thing about the chair. You hear this a lot from the trans activists. First of all, again, a chair is actually a human, it is literally a human construct. It is something that humans construct. It's something that we make. And so it does not belong in the same category of existence as biological entities. Okay, we'll do one more. I don't even know why we're doing this.
Nobody can, you know, define what a woman is. You define it.
Oh, I'm good at this. Let me help. Women are strength. Women are power. Women are thoughtfulness, kindness, understanding.
Never mind. No, you're not good at this. You're not good at this. Women, there it is. That's the definition. Women are strength and power.
I am all powerful!
There it is. Debunked. All right. So I guess we've established what we knew to begin with, that they can't define the term. But it was a fun journey to get back to the same conclusion anyway. And we'll wrap it up there. Talk to you tomorrow. Godspeed.
What is a woman? What is she made of?